Hello, pet. It's time for us to play for a little while. So get comfortable. Make sure you've got freedom of movement. You might want to start out naked, but it could be hot if you stripped your clothes off later, lost in lust or blankly obeying. There's a few triggers throughout, a few moments when I may ask you to act, but I'm going to take it slow. My usual rapid-fire verbiage might make you feel a little rushed, so induction, deepener, a description of just what I would do to you, what I will do to you. You'll get blanker, hotter, and it's better if you listen to this early in the day so that you can still go out later, because there will be a small, arousing, completely safe, completely private task I will optionally assign to you at the end. Look forward to it. Even if you know it's coming, it's still going to help you feel like you belong right here, with my voice in your head and my goals aligned with yours. And right now, pleasure is the goal, yours and mine. Relax. Your body already sings to my voice, already vibrates and reverberates in time and tone with my intentions. So it's easy to say that if I want you deep, if I want you in the state of mind where you are open, horny for it, your whole body already hot, already turned on, then you would approach that state. All I'm doing by counting down, by giving you a preamble where I describe your body getting increasingly easy, heavy, relaxed. All I'm doing is giving you time. Time to align your vibration, your thought, with what we mutually intend, which is you deep, relaxed, at peace, but also aroused. Just laying there, knowing that you'll be given something to do if you're turned on, if you're a good pet. My good pet, deeper, is a simple instruction. An instruction already seeded throughout your body. You trust that where I'm going to take you is a relaxing, soothing place, and that whatsoever is commanded, requested, suggested, it'll fit within the parameters of the kind of things I do and the kind of things you like. I'm already hot from thinking about it, so I'm sure you are. How that manifests is up to you. What your hands do is up to you. Your legs, your arms, they may be heavy, they may be relaxed, but it's okay to spread your legs. It's okay to shift your arms, to bring your hands in contact with parts of you that could use a little arousing stimulation. In short, it's all right to do the kind of things that open up and tenderize your brain and make it more suitable, more appropriately aligned for what I'm going to do. Relax. Hear my voice, pet. Hear my voice and visualize what could be done to you if you just follow along, drifting in the shadow and the lee of my voice, behind it, following, leashed and threaded along. I reach out. I run my fingers across your scalp, running them down. Think about the particular insinuation of sensation into your head, into your brain, traveling the very short distance along the nerve fibers from your massaged, touched, rubbed with my fingernails from your scalp to your brain, down your back. It's all right if your tongue's hanging out a little as well. Panting is acceptable, even reasonable. I'm going to ask things of you. So in contrast to a typical fully relaxed, fully fading trance, you will retain your ability to move around a little, your ability to shift, your ability to open your mouth and suck, your ability to contort your body and show off your alluring, aroused form. In short, you'll be able to be a good, enticing pet that makes me want to pleasure you more and more and more. And all it takes is to show off how well you obey, how deeply you follow, how easily you yield to the instruction to float and be in that submissive, drifting pet place. So let's get started.